Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, all of a sudden in my X feed, I'm getting tons of ordinary and celebrity women showing off their before and after weight loss pictures. In the age of Ozempic, it's just not all that impressive anymore. And while it might have gotten some women attention 5 to 10 years ago, there are too many women doing this, and so people will become apathetic, because we will instantly assume she cheated and took a pill to lose all that weight. A dead giveaway is the skinny after picture with no muscle definition or tone. Up next, Denmark bans the burqa and tells Muslims to adapt to the culture or leave the country. At first, this sounds like a win, but I believe it's being done so they can start doing facial recognition on everyone. Other than that, we finally get to see what they look like. We might all be in for a shock. If the West really wanted to do something radical, they would ban Muslims from countries that criminalize Christianity, or that end them. It's only fair. Number three, here we go again, with women complaining about doing emotional labor in relationships. The only emotional labor women need to do around me, if they're involved with me, is staying on their best behavior, and not nagging or yelling. If they don't do that, then I leave the relationship. I need peace and not chaos and never accepted it before. Man-keeping is a fancy way of saying a woman supports her husband. Women are lazy and they want to stop doing it, so they're making it socially acceptable to no longer care about men in their relationships. Moving on, Corinne Mayer says that motherhood is a trap, and that marriage is a bad deal. She's a feminist telling other women to be selfish. All I see here is an unattractive woman with a cartoonish nose and chin that no man will ever love, trying to get other women to follow in her hoof prints because misery loves company. She's got a face that only her mother or father might love. Call me crazy, but I think we finally found one of the illegitimate children of Jimmy Durante. Number five, why isn't Canada sending billions of dollars to Ukraine when they have higher GDP growth than Canada does? Meanwhile, our people are dying in the emergency rooms waiting 5 to 10 hours to see a doctor. Once again, let that sink in. A former Soviet country in a multi-year war is doing better economically than Canada is. Russia's most likely going to win the war unless the West starts sending its own troops in. And I don't think the young people here want to die for nothing. Up next, this Tampa waitress is arrested after a Christmas party because she had a meltdown for not getting any tips. I'm sure there were plenty of men there willing to give her their tips, and even more than that, but she probably just didn't want that type of tip, if you know what I mean. But seriously, you know it's a bad economy out there at Christmas, when even hot waitresses aren't getting enough extra money from working tip jobs. Many simps will say they can fix her. Number 7, here's why you shouldn't date women anymore. Because there are women like this out there, like this one calling off her engagement after the guy she was with did everything right. But it just wasn't enough. Looks like even perfection isn't perfect anymore. In reality, women are looking for drama and conflict, and if you don't give it to them, they get agitated. We should be grateful for her attitude because she saved this guy a world of hurt down the road. Moving on, Nike pays Michael Jordan $250 million a year as a lifetime deal. That's why he's worth almost $4 billion. Makes me wonder if his second wife is also going to divorce him. His first wife got a $168 million divorce payout. If Michael Jordan isn't good enough for you and you want to look someplace else, then what hope is there for the average man out there? Also, he's making more money now that he's retired than when he was playing. Number 9, this guy paid $81,000 to grow from 5'5" to 6 feet tall, with a leg lengthening procedure. You just know in 5 years, if he gets married, his son is going to wonder why he's a short king instead of a towering giant like his father. If he doesn't work out, he's going to look terrible. It also looks like his muscles shrank in his upper body when compared to the first picture on the left to the other two. Women will complain and say that this is cheating, but they have no issues using makeup or chest implants. Up next, why do women want us to suffer this much? They even started a group with 88,000 members saying that the male loneliness epidemic is not severe enough. Men started MGTOW, and it was banned from Reddit, and many channels on YouTube were taken down. Seems like sexism is only allowed when it's females targeting males. But wait until there's a female loneliness epidemic, when men finally invent sex bots and artificial wombs. Women will start wars if they have to stop that. Number 11, I hope it's all starting to make sense why the US wants Venezuela, Canada, and Greenland. Not sure they can really take Nigeria though. But seriously, since China has half the world's rare earth minerals and is restricting their exports, America needs more supplies. America also needs Canada's heavy oil and rare earth minerals too. If they have to take those things by force to maintain hegemony, then I'm all for it. American refineries are also configured for heavy oil, so that's why Venezuela makes sense. Moving on, why are women so obsessed with you remembering birthdays and anniversaries? This one is upset with a guy for ruining her birthday. He says that's ridiculous because he didn't even know that it was her birthday. One of my exes got pissed off when I told her that I programmed all our anniversaries and birthdays into my phone to remind me a day or two before. She saw that as cheating too. Seems like she was more interested in the conflict of me forgetting those days than me actually remembering them. Number 13, here's a rare photo of a remote control from the 1970s. Danny DeVito, is that you? Little known fact, but Nikola Tesla invented the remote control in 1898. And 80 years later, we were still using our children as slave labor to change the channel. But this is a lie because I remember those weird boxes with numbers that would actually sit on coffee tables with the cord attached to the back of your television that would allow you to change the channel from your couch. Up next, 54% of Canadians believe that the system is rigged against them to benefit the elites at our expense. Of course, that's what inflation does. It brings up the prices of assets for the wealthy while making life unaffordable for the middle and lower classes. The only way to fix this is for skilled labor and the wealthy to leave the country en masse. Only then might the government change its policies. Instead, our government wants to send the youth to fight against Russia for some reason. Number 15, these trans individuals are worried about people ending them. They wonder if they'll be deleted from your browser history as well. As if they think that straight men are secretly watching them and turned on by this. Truth be told, they can't seem to think about anything more than sex because it's a fetish. I would have preferred if my browser hadn't seen this at all. But I think there's a 50-50 chance that they'll just delete themselves. Moving on, here's an example of the power of compound interest. He put 99% of his wealth away and said it could only be paid out to his great-great-great-grandkids. 92 years later, it's worth $100 million. But just know that they'll squander it because if you don't earn it yourself, then you don't really know how to value it or how to protect it. But this isn't impressive because he was a lumber baron back in 1919. Odds are it's worth less today thanks to inflation. Number 17, people are saluting this guy, including this cat, because he stayed with his wife after she suffered severe burns. Because he says he married her soul and not her body. She still looks good. As good as this breakfast sausage, of course. Unfortunately, in this guy's case, he wasn't as lucky and she left him shortly after their marriage. In the end, he self-deleted because I guess she didn't marry his soul after all. Up next, here's proof that new cars are boring and uninspiring. Trucks from the 80s look 10 times better and probably sound better too when you rev up that engine. Plus, you were allowed to have your kid ride in the back on the highway while the tailgate was down when everyone somehow made it home and no one fell out. But new trucks have much better safety features, handle better and brake faster. If only they would make them look good again. Number 19, here's another story shaming men, saying that we aren't good enough and that America needs more husband material. What do you expect from a record number of female journalists these days? Do you really expect women to take accountability for having such high standards? Shaming men won't make more of us into husband material. I'm husband material, but I'm choosing to live as a lifelong bachelor. Why should I share my wealth with women? Let them drink boxed wine and own cats. Moving on, Canada's public health agency tracked 33 million mobile devices during COVID lockdowns. What makes you think that they aren't doing the same thing right now? What do you expect from Western governments that'll become more and more authoritarian as they slowly collapse? I was right because it looks like they're still tracking us in 2026. It's definitely not an invasion of privacy or anything. I'm surprised they even told us what they were doing. Number 21, in the Indian city of Indore, in only 40 days, more than 150 marriages were broken because of social media posts from the brides, probably because they were involved with other men before their husbands. I guess Indian women were scamming Indian men who they were supposed to be in an arranged marriage with. It's a match made in cow dung heaven. Looks like if they have a broken seal, it's no deal. I hope that this continues to gain traction. Women everywhere want to ride the Raj roller coaster, it seems. Up next, Jennifer Lopez says she's not ready to settle down yet, and started dating only a year after her divorce from Ben Affleck. Keep in mind, she's been married 4 times and engaged 6 times. Well, we clearly know who the problem is in her relationships. She's such a wonderful person that she's been collecting them husbands like Thanos collecting Infinity Stones. People think that I miss Diddy here, but he's actually the glue that holds all the other husbands together with baby oil, literally. Number 23, here's what you versus your crush look like 15 years after you were both 20 years old. Now that she's willing to give you a chance, it's time to put Big Bessie out here, out to Cat Lady Pasture. Now she's become like a 15-year-old car with high mileage. This is pretty accurate, but I think the guy making this forgot to draw the three different children in from different fathers in as well. I was wrong. They are there. They're just so dark that they blend in with that shirt perfectly. Moving on, why do Canadians do this? Wearing flip-flops in the winter and then taking them off on public transit. People will say that's not a Canadian, but I keep getting told that he is one. The reason Canadians do this is the same reason that Americans do it like this one. Why don't they believe in socks and shoes as much? Aren't they worried about spreading foot fungus and bacteria? Bottom line is they're Indian Canadians and Indian Americans. Number 25 on the last one, it's 2 a.m. and you see this at your front door. Would you let her in? Sure, because we all know that political affiliation has no impact on the gag reflex. But knowing my luck, there are probably three liberal dudes hiding right behind her. You can't see them though because they're beanpole skinny. I tell her that if she wants to come in, she's gonna have to go home and change into this. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.